It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. President Trump says the U.S. will impose new tariffs on Mexican goods until that country stops the flow of illegal immigrants at the southern border. We'll dive into the details coming up. First, it's time for Food Friday. If you're anything like a lot of the Central Time staff, you probably have between a handful or more of cookbooks sitting on your bookshelf at home. You might also have some recipes bookmarked or printed off from various websites and go-to food blogs that you go to on a regular basis. So for this week's edition of Food Friday, we wanted to showcase some of our favorite recipe sources and learn about some of yours. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Is there a favorite cookbook or one you might recommend to a new cook? Do you have a favorite website to go to, a favorite magazine? Give a call now. 800-642-1234. Judith Sears Poisson joins us, executive producer of Central Time and a big cooking fan herself. Judith.
It's true.
Hi. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know. So minutes.
What are some of your favorite cookbooks? Do you use cookbooks religiously?
Well, okay. So I have a huge stock of cookbooks that I do or do not go through very often, but I like having them there because they often, there's often kind of a theme. Maybe it's a region of cooking or seasonal stuff. I really like cookbooks that are divided by seasons. Mm-hmm. And so if it's, you know, fall and I've got lots of great like root vegetables or something and I'm just getting tired of maybe just roasting them, I go there and look for things. So I like having them. I have to say I've switched to a lot of things online, but I really like having cookbooks.
Are there cookbooks that were big difference makers in your career as a home cook?
My career as a home cook. Well, going back to the early days, Rob, truthfully, one book that I still use, I got it when I was probably five. It's called The Cook-Along Book.
Wow.
And there's a picture of two little kids with little chef's hats on it and an adult in the back. And each recipe, They're geared towards kids, teaching them how to use knives properly. In the middle of a recipe, all of a sudden they'll say, have you washed your hands lately? Or make sure you get a parent to help you with this. And there's some really great basic recipes. I actually go there for the beef stew recipe.
Wow.
Anytime I do it. I also use other cookbooks. Like I love Julia Child again for kind of like the basics. But what she often does is gives you the really basic recipe and then variations on it. And so I really like that. The one thing I've learned about Julia, though, because of when she was writing it, she basically cooks every piece of meat to death. Mm-hmm. So you have to adjust for that. But yeah, I do really like cookbooks. I like reading cookbooks and looking at them.
And then do you have food websites or blogs or whatever that you like to go to?
Yeah, I go to some of the big ones like Epicurious. I actually find a lot of things on Epicurious. Cooking Light, I find a lot of the recipes are maybe a little simpler, fewer ingredients, and pretty healthy, but tasty. I will often look at the reviews and see what other chefs have said, cooks have said. It's kind of like any review site. You kind of get rid of the best and the worst and look at the middle ones. But I find that really useful. And because I've been trying to eat a little more low carb, I've been going to some that have more low carb cooking, and I like that.
Now, this may surprise you as someone who works with me. I have a very short attention span.
Really?
And yeah, can you believe it? What are we talking about? No, and so I tend not to go in and dig deep and find recipes and go through a cookbook with a fine tooth comb. But I'll find a technique in a recipe, and then I'll say, oh, what can I do with that? I don't have the patience a lot of times to stick with a long and complicated recipe. And then online, I'll just do a general web search. I'll look at five or six recipes, find out the one that sounds plausible and not too much of a pain, and then I'll go with that.
I'll say when I try a new recipe, I generally stick with it pretty closely the first time. But then if I often, you know, start doing variations on a theme and I'll, you know, switch up. I would say as a rule, I kind of, I double or even sometimes triple vegetables, like if it's in a mixed dish, because I find sometimes they're a little skimpy on the vegetables. I'm also a big spice person, so I often double or triple the spices and always lots of garlic.
We'll go to callers in just a second. Do you print off recipes online?
Not so much anymore, but I used to, and I have a couple binders actually that I've like stuck things in and, you know, things like that. And I'll go back to some of those as well.
Yeah, I've got a folder that's got a handful of ones that I know I'm going to do again and again.
Yeah.
A bread pudding recipe, the zucchini relish I've talked about probably 50 times in the show because this stuff, it's amazing. I've got a handful of now well-stained recipe pages.
You should see the cook-along book that I've been using
since
I was five.
I'm sure that's looking good too. We are looking for your favorite cookbooks, cooking magazines, cooking websites, or maybe you've got a family treasure trove of recipes to tell us about. Call 800-64 421234. We'll go to your calls now. Michelle is with us in Greenfield. Michelle, hi.
Hi. My favorite magazine, and I wait for it every month, is the Food Network magazine. It's got a picture index in the beginning that's really well organized, like appetizers, desserts, main courses. They also have like a couple of meals that are low calorie. They give great directions, and it's just an awesome magazine. I really, really love it. That index is just super handy in the beginning.
And is this aspirational, Michelle, or do you open it up and then over the next month or so cook a bunch of these recipes?
I do. I open it up and I mark recipes, and I used to save all the magazines, but oh my gosh, my house started to look like a hoarder house. So now I'm just ripping out the ones that for sure I'm going to use. It's a terrific magazine, and I'm looking forward to, I'm a teacher, I'm looking forward to summer and having time to really try some of these.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Michelle. We heard from some of our colleagues here at work. I think we had some people talking about magazines. Jill Nadeau from the Larry Mueller Show likes the Cook's Illustrated cookbooks, actually. They do great magazines, too. Mm-hmm. Do you have any magazines you've been into over the years, Judith?
You know, I used to get Cooking Light, but then it just got too much. I tend to look at magazines online instead. Okay. And then just, yeah, bookmark them.
Thanks for the call. We'll go next to Frank in Milwaukee. Frank, hi.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Frank?
I love the Flavor Bible. I can't tell you the author's name. It's a team. They've had a couple other really good books, too. Mm-hmm. What to Drink with What You Eat. And I can't think of their other title, but they're really, really good. Flavor Bible breaks down basically the science of taste and how certain foods work together. The thing I really like about the Flavor Bible is it lists just about any and every ingredient that you could think of, and then tells you like the characteristics of it, the density, the strength, the flavor, the seasonality, and then it lists what other pairings with that particular ingredient.
Right. So it isn't so much recipes, right, Frank? I like this approach. It's like, here's, if you want to wing it, great, but here's ways to wing it smart.
They do give some recipes as well, and the author's sources for this are, you know, great chefs around the country at, you know, James Beard Award winning chefs. So I guess I can trust them.
Frank, thank you so much. I appreciate it. The Flavor Bible. And I love ideas like that. And some of my favorite things I've gotten out of Food Friday conversations are, you know, those little tips. This flavor is going to bring out this. You know, a little vinegar at the end is going to bring out the flavor in the soup. That kind of tip I love.
Yeah. And I have to say, I have picked up a lot of techniques from actually going to cooking classes. And I know a lot of people watch cooking shows. And actually, I have quite a few printouts of recipes that I actually got to watch someone make. And so
that's cool.
So I have the sense of, you know, what to do and what not to do.
Let's go back to our calls. Thanks for that. Shane with us next in Eau Claire. Shane, hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Thanks for my call.
Yeah, what did you want to tell us about, Shane?
Some of my favorite places to look, especially if I'm making something new, is maybe Alton Brown or the Frugal Gourmet. Mm-hmm. But I'd also like to say that, you know, if you're more on the lazy side of cooking, you know, you can buy a salsa, right, and doctor it to make it your own. You know, add more peppers, add more tomatoes, add onions, add a lime. Same thing with tomato sauces. The list goes on and on. And then besides that, you know, if you're new to cooking, something that I also would recommend is, you know, just cooking white rice and putting whatever seasoning you're interested in trying on it, just so you get a better sense of what that flavor is like and how you can use it for your own cuisine. You know, if it's going to be chili powder or cumin or, you know, more exotic things like turmeric, you know, that's a good way to kind of jump into how you can use them for your own as you get into cooking.
That's a great idea because you're kind of using the rice as a blank canvas and putting the ingredients. I have to say my mother was a very good cook. I mean, I really enjoyed her cooking and I miss her cooking. And as I got older, I realized that she actually was doing exactly what Shane was saying. She made amazing spaghetti sauce, but actually she started with the most basic ragu, but she added neck bones and she added more garlic and she added this and that and this and that. But yeah, she was starting with a ready-made ingredient.
Thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. Judith Sears-Poisson is here with me. We're talking about cookbooks, cooking magazines, cooking websites. We want to hear yours at 800-642-1233. What do you keep going back to? What do you think is great for new cooks or not so new cooks? We heard from Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez. We asked around here. She says, the holy grail for recipes in my house is and always will be my mom. You rock, mom. But Rachel says, outside of mom, I'm currently living out of Pam Anderson's updated How to Cook Without a Book and America's Test Kitchen's The New Essentials. Both are great workhorse cookbooks. A lot of basics you can tweak and customize. What's yours? Call 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation. Maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now we continue our conversation about favorite cookbooks, food magazines, and food blogs with Central Time executive producer Judith Sears Poisson. And you can share your favorites at 800-642-1234. What is the cookbook you keep going back to, the website you keep referring to when you need that recipe for whatever you need to make? Food magazine, a family recipe collection. Call 800-642-1234. Let's go back to our callers. We've got Mitchell on the line in Oshkosh. Mitchell, hi.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Good. What book do you want to point us toward, Mitchell?
The book that we at my house always go back to is America's Test Kitchen, One Cast Iron Skillet Meals.
Hmm. Oh,
that sounds really great.
An easy cleanup.
Are there favorites out of there that you like, Mitchell?
Yes. We've made a couple different lasagnas, kind of tweaking their recipe. We've made pizzas. And I actually, just last night, we had a southwestern tamale pie.
Oh, I'm drooling over here.
That sounds great, Mitchell. Thank you so much. And we talk, of course, to people from America's Test Kitchen pretty often. And you know, when they do a recipe, they have put it through its paces. They've tried every possible experimental tweak they could think
of. Yeah, and they will give you tips for if you don't have this ingredient, you can substitute this, but do not under any circumstances use that. So yeah, we love America's Test Kitchen.
Thank you so much for that, Mitchell. We'll go now to Kat in Duluth. Kat, hi.
Hi. I had one website by a young woman called Chocolate Covered Katie, and she has tons of recipes in there for simple meals that are vegan, gluten-free, vegetarian. So that's a site that I go to. And the cookbooks that I go to are Kate O'Donnell, and she's a young American woman who has studied in India for many years. She takes the health science of India, Ayurveda, explains that in very excellent and easy terms. So you can be a beginning cook and you can be beginning person to Ayurveda. And I can't recommend her books highly enough. They're excellent.
Kat, thank you so much. Those, I hadn't heard of either of those, Judith.
No, I had not. And, you know, I think it's really interesting that people other than that are mentioning lots of people we've had on America's Test Kitchen. Several of our coworkers talked about Mark Bittman. We've had him on the show. Smitten Kitchen, also a big favorite. We've had Deb Perlman on.
Jen Hadley from Wisconsin Public Television pointed us toward the Smitten Kitchen, including the homemade Oreo recipe. I think we talked to her about that.
Yeah, there are, you know, I think when you find someone who kind of has the same palate you do and explains things well, if you have a good experience, I tend to keep going back because, you know, until I'm proven wrong.
And yeah, Stephanie Elkins, classical music host, she's been on Central Time a time or two over the years, says her go-to is the Frog Commissary Cookbook. Amazing recipes. Stephanie says her copy is disgusting, encrusted with ancient spills and annotated with modifications over the years. The best homemade garlic and herb cheese spread on the planet. That sounds pretty good. That's not one I'd ever heard of either.
No, me neither.
I'm just going to check that out. Back to your calls now. Let's go to Mark with us in Onalaska. Mark, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Mark?
You know, I have tons of cookbooks, but there's some websites I use on a regular basis. Chefsteps.com is awesome, and SeriousEats.com.
Okay, that one I
know.
Those
are two really good ones.
Cool. And
he's got a cookbook out also.
What's that one called?
I think it's called Serious Eats.
Serious Eats. Oh, just like the blog. That's good marketing, actually. Do you have a favorite kind of recipe you found there, Mark?
You know, on Chef Steps, I really like the their vegetable preparations are really good. They lean a little bit towards sous vide cooking, which is getting real popular. But you know, I just figure out what I want to eat, and I look it up on one of those sites, and there's a great recipe for everything.
Fantastic. Mark and Judith, you had a little, I don't know what that gesture was, and he said sous vide cooking.
Oh, I was just laughing. That is very popular.
Yeah.
But also, I you know, vegetables, I think that's where I fall down a lot of times. I'll put more thought into kind of, you know, the main
the
thing.
Protein
and then it's like,
or whatever.
And then it's like, oh, I'm just going to roast them or steam them or whatever. But yeah, I'd like to get a little more creative with my vegetables.
Now, you say just roast them, but that's one of those techniques when I came across as like, where have you been all my
life?
You've
been roasting like, everything now.
Yeah. How much easier does it get? Cut stuff up, toss in olive oil, whatever spices you want, roast it in the oven at 400 or whatever until it's done.
Have you done sunchokes?
No, I used to eat those more. I used to eat those raw, though, like on salads.
Oh, really?
I haven't done roasted sunchokes.
Yeah, roast sunchokes. They're really good.
This is about the right time of year, isn't it?
Yeah,
or are we past them already?
Nope, they're in
Jerusalem
the store.
Jerusalem artichokes,
yes,
a.k.a.
Also, yes, yes. And it's a tuber that's related to sunflowers, I believe.
Really? Wow. You learn something new every day on this show. We are talking about favorite cookbooks, cooking websites, cooking magazines. You can still call in with yours at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Hello. I think that this cookbook that I have would be of particular interest to Judith.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to will it to her, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
This is a book that I bought in a Paris flea market. It was put together by the people who worked at the American Hospital of Paris.
Oh, wow.
As a fundraiser for the hospital. So on the left-hand page, a recipe is printed in French, and on the right-hand page, the same recipe is printed in English.
Interesting.
And there are no pictures in this cookbook, but there are several pencil drawings. So obviously, you don't really know what you're going to end up with, really. But I have found really interesting recipes, and they all use commonplace ingredients, so I don't have to think about going to Paris to buy the ingredients, although I would, because that's a good reason.
Wow. Oh, that sounds really interesting, Nancy. So what year might that be from?
I think it was 1978.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So interesting.
Yes. And it goes on in great detail about how this building, the American Hospital of Paris, was really built. And how it became much larger eventually than it was to begin with.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that,
that
Nancy.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and actually it kind of relates, when Nancy started talking, it reminded me of another type of cookbook, which Jackie in Hillsborough has something to say about. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of Old Church Lady cookbooks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can almost always find at least a few good desserts in there. Of course, main meals that you know are staples in so many families across this area. I also like Taste of Home, which is a Wisconsin-based publication. I don't like their magazine. I prefer the books from probably 10, 20 years ago. I'm a big fan of those. I cook and bake a lot for Men on the Farm, and I have a notebook that I keep track of everything in.
Wow.
So I can write constant notes of, this dessert holds up well to go to the field. This dessert melts. Like, don't do this for this season. And I used to be afraid to write in cookbooks because I didn't want to make them dirty. And now I write everywhere because I will write what I added this time, how it actually doesn't take that long to bake, or what I did this time so I have it memory, or what people said when they ate it and date it so I can remember those things.
I think you should pass that along to someone, Jackie. That's a treasure trove there.
Or maybe we should be looking forward to your cookbook
now
that you've got all these edits and notes on them.
Absolutely. Someday I am going to compile all of them specifically for women that feed men in the field.
Well, you get those compiled and we will get you on Food,
on
Friday,
Food Friday
to talk
sure.
about it.
Thanks, Jackie, for the call at 800-642-1234. We heard from Jake Carlisle Larson, one of our producers. She likes to bake a lot. She doesn't really bring in baked goods for us that much.
There's a disconnect here.
Yeah, but whatever. But anyway, she says she's a big fan of the Great Scandinavian Baking Book by Beatrice Ojikangas, which is stained, she says, to oblivion. She also made olive oil cake with roasted strawberries, which she did bring in from Food 52's Genius Desserts. Okay, so we got to eat that one. I guess I shouldn't complain. Time for another caller or two. Let's try Rachel in Eau Claire. Rachel, hi.
Hi.
What do you got for us, Rachel?
My favorite cookbook is Deborah Madison's Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone.
Right. She had a bunch of books, right?
Yeah, she does. But this one is, you know, it's set out really well for people who either don't know how to cook or have an ingredient and don't know how to use it. So
oh,
it's
handy.
Set up with, you know, you have your basic vegetables, and so you can go through and look at the vegetables or pairs of vegetables. And one of the things she does really well is she teaches you how to cook as you go along, so you learn cooking methods. I've never had one of her recipes that wasn't pretty tasty.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Rachel. I want to get, hold on, Judith, I want to get at least one more caller in, Cece in Door County. Cece, hi.
Hi, happy Friday.
And to you, what do you want to share with us for a cooking resource, Cece?
Okay, there's a website called Supercook, and what you do is you go to their website and you type in any ingredients that you would have in your cupboard, and it will give you options for all different kinds of recipes to make. So, I mean, for a long time, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I would cook everything from scratch, and this was great because if I, you know, I tend to repeat meals, so I would just go in, type in what I had, and they would suggest a lot of things. It was fantastic.
Well, that's a nice boost to creativity, yeah. Too, Cece. Thanks so much. So any inspiration here for you, Judith, what you're going
to
check out?
Yeah, lots. Actually, I'm going to try to get some better, or I shouldn't say better, more creative ways to do vegetables. And actually, I love grilling, so I'm going to look at some interesting grilling stuff. I haven't done a lot with rubs and things like that, so I maybe try that out.
Yeah, I'm a fan of, for vegetables, you know, I mean, on skewers, obviously, yeah. You just marinate things, or the packet, you know, I'll do carrot packets, mm-hmm. or if I've got thin asparagus that I'm worried is going to fall through a grill, I'll just do asparagus packets on the grill.
In foil.
Yeah, just foil packets of that. All right, well, a lot of great inspiration. Thank you so much. You can keep it going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Keep sharing your favorite cooking resources. Judith, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's Judith Sears-Poisson, executive producer of Central Time, cooking fan herself. She joined us for this week's Food Friday to talk about our favorite cookbooks, magazines, food blogs, and other resources.